It was a dark and stormy night, and an opening that is so completely and utterly unfailingly trite can only preface, and you should all fear, that we have got around to the time of the year when the state of average standard of words on this group is thrown away to be eaten by birds. That is, we've come once again to the night of the annual stupid and base. Yes, well, quite. The difference between this one and the last, and the one before that in years gone and past, is I started to write this on Midsummer's Day, so that I might accidentally and in some way finish the almighty bloody great thing before bells to announce the crack of doom start to ring. And will I complete it? Can I quite hack it? We'll see, and I'll start by closing this bracket. It was, as I mentioned, a dark, stormy night, the road lit by unconvincing moonlight, which, strictly speaking, there oughtn't to be with the dark and the storm, but the folks have to see. And then down the road comes a figure all wet. Obviously, it hasn't stopped raining quite yet. You can't see it, but up on the man's back, in with all his possessions in a large canvas sack, is the object that makes him a more welcome sight. He's a piper, named Peter. He's been walking all night. As he walks down the road, he spies the one thing that he searches for more than aught else. It's an inn. Okay, I admit, as a rhyme, that's quite twisted. You should see the alternatives that I have listed. And the rhyming scheme now is quite royally screwed, but don't worry about it. It'll all be fine. Dude. Peter the Piper entered the house and paid for a room and screamed at a mouse. Really was hungry, so he asked for a list of the food that the inn had for meals he'd missed. They had, spoke the keeper, whose name here was Clive, a fresh base of chickens, very fresh, still alive. Or if our Piper desired his fill, he could order the vegetables that looked like big chili. The veggies were large, uncommonly red, and stored in a jar as big as his head. They'd been kept there since summer, in preservative, and would keep for as long as the barman would live. The amount in the jar, I'm sure you can guess, but to this rhyming, it just wouldn't press. Another guest had the chickens. The barman just let her. So Peter Piper picked the peck of pickled pepper. The peppers, once roasted, in pastry were put. And then after eating, Peter set off on foot. And so, after all that we may have found, to a small town named Hamlin, Pied Piper is bound. Continues tomorrow, at 6 on the dot. The rhyming, I'm happy to say, though will not.